Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.F. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. T.F. Dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
It's your boy, Vic Cazell. This is the Ride Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. This is a platform for everybody with a story to have an opportunity to tell that story. All right, man, one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM. Again, one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM, Atlanta, Georgia. Our FM radio home for the past 15-plus years. Please check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay. Also, one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Live365.com, we partnered up with them in 2020, last year during the pandemic, and we launched our very own media-based tracking internet radio station. Now, let me tell you the real dope part. Media-based, for all my artists who don't know, media-based means if your music is properly registered to BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC, then you will receive royalties. Are you, anytime your music is played on internet airways, radio airways, then you receive points towards royalties for that music play. All right? Now, let me tell you how to access our station. We partner with Live365. So you can go to Live365.com, go to their search engine. Once you're in the search engine, type in Ride95. That's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on the station logo. Once you click on the station logo, you'll hear music. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live365 app, go to the search engine, type in Ride95, R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5, click on that logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We are the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. Please lock us in. Okay? Lock us in. All right, man. One time for everybody on the check-in, checking us out on Facebook Live. What up, Ma? What up, Gator? What up, James? James, I'm going to drop that email address for you to drop music to me, okay? All right. My beautiful wife on the check-in. Mwah. Maria. All right, ladies and boys and girls, let's get into it, man. It's time to do what I like doing most. And it's talking to the people on the streets that's changing this place we call Earth day by day. Whether it's through arts, entertainment, music, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, or whether you're just a good, downright person. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no, so welcome to the Riding Dirty platform. And I might tear this name up. Miss Doja Art. What's happening?
You were close. Deosa Art. What's up? What's happening?
Art, it's Deosa Art?
Yeah, Deosa Art.
All right.
You're not the only one that said like that. But yeah, Deosa Art.
Okay. All right, man. The first thing I got to say is I am humbled and blessed to have you on the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy evening to sit down and talk with us.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so Deosa Art. The first thing I want to do is allow you the opportunity to let everyone know where you're from and when did you decide to get into the music game.
Okay. So I'm from Edenton, North Carolina. It's a small town in Edenton, North Carolina. I'm currently living in Virginia in the 757 area, but I've been into music ever since I was like 9. I started writing poetry, listening to my father. My grandfather played a guitar, so always had watching them as I was growing up always gave me an ear for soul type of music. And then I just started writing my lyrics. Then me and my twin both write together, and I just fell in love with music. I fell in love with writing poetry, and it started from there.
Okay. All right, now, let's rewind. What was it like growing up in North Carolina, especially a small town?
But then it was, like, fun at the same time, being able to link with my friends, and we just always made sure that I just made the best out of it. Like, just trying to be around people that love music, that's creative, and that'll keep your mind focused. So every day, we had our karaoke machine, just making music and going to my grandparents' house and just being around music. And that was basically my life there, just trying to stay positive and stay focused on the music.
All right, now, what took you to VA? What caused the move?
Well, my dad actually been living up here in VA for like over 20 years, so I was always back and forth throughout the summer. But I made my mind up right after high school to come up here and really just start grinding and push the music. It was
okay,
a bigger
thing
and bigger networking thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The VA definitely has a bigger independent scene than the Carolinas, but, you know, it's still a heavy, heavy grind. So I got to ask this. What's the differences in the sounds from North Carolina to VA?
I noticed that North Carolina sound is more like we get more deeper. We tell stories. It's like we got a story to tell. And VA, they do too, but it's like a different type of sound. It's like it's more of the how should I say it? It's just a different type of sound, more hip hop, and both of them hip hop, but it's like North Carolina artists. A lot of artists is more poetic, so get deeper with their lyrics.
Okay. All right. Now, where do you fit into that spectrum of things?
Say more on the lyrical side, but I'm still versatile, so I know how to like switch it up. I even like growing up listening to my dad play the acoustic and a different guitar, so I was able to develop different sounds, and I love guitar, so I can get on a pop beat, I can get on a country beat, hip hop beat. But I love writing stories. My era is storytelling, painting pictures in my lyrics, painting the stories that people could really visualize, because that's what every time I write, I got a vision for everything that I see. So I just write what I feel, write about what I've been through, and just always paint pictures with it. So I guess I'm a storyteller, yeah.
Okay, I got to ask, what's it like having a twin?
Oh, really? It's dope, because it's like we just vibe off each other. Growing up, we always vibe off each other, but we have our own individual style. When it comes to music, we have our own style, and it's super dope. And it's like now we, like people can see more of our difference now with our music, but when we come together, it's like, okay. At first, people said we used to sound alike, but now it's like, okay, we develop our own sound, but it's dope because when we perform, we know how to collab with each other and just make the crowd go crazy. They were like, okay, one of y'all is good, but when y'all both come together, y'all just amazing.
All right. Are you guys identical twins?
We are.
Okay. Yep. All right. I got to ask, have you guys ever partaken in being in a group together? Have you both always been solo artists?
We've been in a group. We've been in a group ever since we was younger, but we still together. But now this is the first time that we ever started our solo project. Like, I just dropped Heart of the Goddess. That's my second solo project that I dropped. And she's working on her solo project. So with us being together for so long, I was like, I feel like it's important to really express ourselves individually. And, like, she's working on her project, I'm working on mine. And then it's like we both have our own story. Well, we both have our own painting, pictures that we painting. So now it's even super dope to hear what she has, how she's coming on her own and how I'm coming on my own. So it's like now it's interesting. Like we just started like last year, the first time that we actually did started doing separate songs because we always did songs right. together. So now it's like, okay.
All right. Now you mentioned you grew up in a household with a father that played acoustic guitar. What's it like growing up in a musical household?
Yeah, so I actually grew up with my mom. She's a single parent, so my father always lived in VA. But he was always at my grandma's house. So every weekend we'll go over there, and my grandfather played a harmonica and a guitar at the same time, and then both of them would play together. So that was, like, it was dope and different. We'll just start dancing and singing. And that's why I love oldie samples. And really take it back to, like, listening to the old school because listening to them play and how they play together. Because my grandfather is the GOAT. He the beast. And he taught my dad. So it's just amazing. And then it's like everybody on my dad's side of the family play an instrument. So that was super dope.
Okay. Now, what from those life lessons did you take that we'll hear in your music?
I took the soul is like, no matter what you like going through, I just listen to the instrument. I listen to the soul of it, and that's why when I do put my music out, I make sure that I want people to feel where I'm coming from, just feel the music, because that's how I felt listening to my pops and them play. I felt it. So whenever I write, even if they're not playing, whenever I write, I still listen to the instruments. I listen to the beat, the main parts of a beat, and just write, and I gotta feel it. So that I'm an artist. I want you to feel every word I'm saying.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now who are some of your influences when it comes to creating music?
I would say, Lauryn Hill, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Jay-Z. Eve, Nicki Minaj, like, I listen to each one of them. They all play a part because they are is different creativity that they bring. And I definitely love listening to Michael Jackson and just Whitney and how they approach. Even though I'm a rapper, I still listen to the soul. I listen to the soul music and just take notes from them because when they put out something, it's always heartfelt.
Well, that's some serious company of artists that you named. So those are some great people to actually, you know, to admire and have inspire you when it comes to your music. I got to ask about being an independent artist. Like, what are some of the struggles of being an independent artist that you've faced?
I would say with this last project, I wonder if people going to like this. You know, I like it for myself, but I just want – it's just the fact of – wondering if people going to like it or am I coming too serious? Should I, you know, take this way? Should I do that? So my biggest thing is wanting to know if people going to feel it. It's like making sure I'm entertaining the fans and making sure that I'm just keeping them entertained. So that's my biggest struggle is sometimes I doubt myself. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I ain't going to put this out. Maybe it's too, nah. But then, and my friends were like, no, put it out anyway. So it's just sometimes just be doubting myself.
Okay, now, as an artist, and you know, being in the hip-hop game is very, 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 very competitive, and there are a lot of people doing it. What will separate you from the other artists pursuing the same career?
I would say being Deosa, Deosa Art. I paint my own pictures. I'm creating my own ring, and just being like free to do what I'm what I want to do, no matter what nobody else doing. I'm gonna do what I want to do and just take from the greatest and just add it all into mine and just paint the pictures, just be who I am and go from there, make people happy, inspire and motivate everybody that that listens to me. I just pray and hope that my music inspire them, and I just want to just lead them with something.
Okay. Now, you say you just dropped your second project. What was the name of the first project, and what's the name of this current project?
First project was Glimpse of the Goddess, and the current project is Heart of the Goddess.
Okay. And why did you choose those titles?
For Glimpse of the Goddess, when I was writing, I was working, I think I was working at a pizza place, and it's just like I felt motivation, like, been in certain places, I felt motivated. Then when I started writing the song, it's like I just want to give people a glimpse of me. I just want to give them an invitation for who I am, because, like I said, that was my first project that I dropped on my own. So I was like, I just want to give them just a little bit, just a glimpse of who I am. And then now that I welcome them in, that's when I dropped Heart of the Goddess, because I started giving you more of who I am, started get more into stories, getting more into my creativity, and that's how I wanted to go. I wanted to just give you a glimpse and then give you the heart. So.
Okay. Now, Tell me a little bit about Straight Dolo Music Group.
So we all from the same hometown, Edenton, North Carolina, and we all grew up making music. So Straight Dolo is for like all of us, all the artists grinding from a small town and just trying to coming together as a crew and really putting our city on the map, because it's a struggle. We all been through the same struggle as an artist and just really putting it on the group. I have a manager in he lives in the city, North Carolina, and then the other one is in Georgia. So we just working together to put the whole label on the map.
Okay, no doubt. All right, so tell me a little bit about this current project. How many songs are on it? Features, producers? Let's talk about it.
Okay, so the current project, Heart of the Goddess, is 6 songs. And most of the songs came from this producer on off of YouTube, Othello Beats, because I like a lot of Meat Mills type beats, so I got them from him. And I have 2 features. No, the last track, Don't Think Too Much, my dad is actually playing live Houston on that one. And then one of my friends playing the bongo, and he's singing on that track, so he's featured on that. And then Dream Chasing, she actually singing on that track. And then Ease My Mind, that was the same, my same friend, he's singing on that one. So it's, 2 features, plus my dad playing the guitar.
All right.
You
seem to be very family-orientated. What's it like working with your family on a project?
It was actually fun, but I had to drag my dad out. I'm like, because I kept telling, you started playing yet? You started playing yet? So then he was like, no, I ain't get to it yet. So then I just went on to book the session. And I was like, I'm going to pick you up at this certain time, and we're going to go. We're going to go ahead and go to the studio and go, because I feel like it's been a long time since we all did something together. So it's been a long time that we actually did something together again. And it felt good. Because he was excited after we did it, and then you could just like, that's one of everybody's favorite tracks too, because the way he's playing is so meditating. So it was actually fun, and then him being in the studio, he looked excited, so it was dope. Something that we can always look back on.
Do you foresee a family project ever, like you, your twin, dad, like everybody just getting together for an EP?
Yes, I do, because my mom, she sings too. I had to bring that out too. But I definitely have talked to my dad. We've been thinking about doing a live acoustic session and just doing like a whole EP, just live instruments, and me and my twin rapping, and she sing, my twin sing too. So we're just going to do like a whole live EP of my dad playing and my cousin playing the keys, and just bring that feeling back, because it's been like years since we did it. So that's definitely in the works.
All right, it sounds like you're definitely having a lot of fun. Let's talk about the era of social media and the World Wide Web.
Okay.
How have you been able to utilize social media and the World Wide Web to obtain fans in areas that you can't just get in your car and go to in a day's time?
Right, so being on live and entertaining, being able to interact with my own fans on Instagram, Twitter, make sure that I tap in at least a few times, let people know, keep people updated with what's going on, and just really keeping them a part of it. So, yes, just running it.
Okay. Well, how can the people find you when it comes to social media?
So my Instagram page is DiosaArt. That's DiosaArt. And that's pretty much all my social media accounts, DiosaArt.
Okay. Yep. All right.
I try to keep it as same.
Okay. Well, actually, I tell people all the time, that is the best way, man. Try to keep everything the same if possible. Because when people have
right.
to look here and look there, it's just easier just to type it in one way.
Right.
Okay, now, last question I have for you. The past few years, the ladies have really been winning when it comes to hip-hop. You got all kind of ladies emerging from all areas, all type of styles. How do you feel about the state of hip-hop when it comes to the ladies?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Basically, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop in 2021 when it comes to the ladies?
Okay. Because I feel like they're going crazy in the game, because it's been a long time for women to actually get some attention. So now it's like, okay, they coming in all angles, and women just let you know that we here, and everybody just coming with their own style, their own ways. So it's definitely dope right now. The women going crazy.
Okay, definitely. All right, well, do me one favor. Let the world know, first and foremost, how to get that project.
Okay, so the project is on all platforms, and you can just type in DiosaArt, Heart of the Goddess, is on Spotify, iTunes. It's on all platforms, so it's definitely out there. And the number one song that I'm pushing is Dream Chasers. If y'all can go download that one, it's featuring my twin real artist. And y'all just, Heart of the Goddess is out right now on all platforms.
Okay. Well, you know what? I got a treat for the people checking us out. Introduce that record to the world.
Okay. Here y'all go. Dream Chaser. It's a vibe. And y'all just sit back wherever you at and listen. Here it go.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Every moment, this is my season now. Feel the air in the sky, let it flow like rain. Every moment, this is my season now. No knocking no more,
no warning. I'm running out of my mind, won't keep me torment. I had to let go my pride so I can own it. I had to pray through the night before the morning. I'm on a mission for greatness, had to humble my patience. Cause them blessings getting bigger from all the time I've been waiting. I've been praying and chasing with my head to them clouds. And I ain't backing down unless it's taking me high. Motivating the spy with my hands on the wheel. Driving straight to that fire, only the strong prevail. I take the rain, take the sun with my heels. I've been running no faith, got no choice but to sail. Spread my wings, I'm a winner, I'm a champ. Ain't stopping, ain't running out of bounds. Feel the air, let it flow, make it count. Don't let the light dim, don't let the fear beat you down. Spaceships fly past the sky, stars at night. Rise up from the valley, gotta live a life. I'm a dream chaser, I gotta keep dream chasing. Spaceships fly past the sky, stars at night. Rise up from the valley, gotta live a life. I'm a dream chaser, I gotta keep dream chasing. Feel the air in the sky, let it flow like rain. Every moment, this is my season now. Feel the air in the sky, let it flow like rain. Every moment, this is my season.